The Braves Radio Network channel on the Podcast Park is brought to you by Truist Bank. When you start with care, you get a different kind of bank.
Hey, welcome to Braves Country.
Hey, is this Mike Mills of the Baseball Project in REM?
Correct, you are.
Mike, how are you, bud?
I'm good. How you doing?
Man, I could not be better. We appreciate your time today.
That's fantastic. I'm glad to hear you're well, and I'm glad to be here.
Since their formation in 2007, the Baseball Project has become a part of the game by creating musical tributes to baseball, its stories and stars, and its impact on American culture. An indie rock supergroup composed of Steve Wynn of Dream Syndicate, Scott McKay of Young Fresh Fellows, Linda Pittman of Zuzu's Petals, and of course Mike Mills and Peter Buck of REM. The Baseball Project has become well-loved for their brilliant, catchy, and historically accurate songs of baseball lore and oddball characters. And this season, their fourth studio album, Grand Salami Time, hits record stores and online on June 30th via Omnivore Recordings, and is produced by Mitch Easter, who worked with Mills and Buck in the 80s on REM's early albums, including their debut EP, Chronic Town, and their debut album, Murmur. We're big fans of REM, baseball, and the Baseball Project, so we're proud to welcome the Braves fan in the bunch, Mr. Mike Mills. Welcome to Braves Country.
This episode of Braves Country is sponsored by our Braves fan friends down at Century 21, Solomon Properties in Savannah, Georgia, servicing the historic downtown Savannah area, the island area, and Atlanta's beach, beautiful Tybee Island, Georgia. Call Joel Solomon today, 912-604-0896. That's 912-604-0896 for all your real estate needs on the Georgia coast.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Thank you so much for coming to the Braves Country Live Show over in Athens on opening day. It was great to meet you there, and I know you're a huge Braves fan. And Scott tells me you've been a season ticket holder for the Atlanta Braves for many, many years.
Right. Well, I bought them in 92 after the incredible worst to first of 91. I was at every series game in Atlanta for 91. I said, shoot, I got to get in on this. But I've been a Braves fan since they moved to Atlanta back in 66. Date myself or anything, but yeah, I've been a Braves fan since they got here.
Wow. Did you see Hank Aaron break the record?
Pretty sure I saw it on TV, but yeah. It was so long ago. You know, in your mind, when you've seen it often enough on tape, you feel like you were there.
Yeah,
but no,
absolutely.
I don't believe I was actually at the game.
What was the biggest moment that you've been at a Braves game for? Sid slide, where Chipper Jones with the infield fly? What game stands out to you as the most significant?
Oh, man. A lot of the most significant games I went to were not good things. It's really weird. Like the infield fly thing against St. Louis. I don't know if that's the one you mean, but where that ump called that thing an infield fly,
yeah.
The Braves fan let him have the fans let him have it. Yeah, I was there for that. A long time ago, just some years ago, I was flying back and forth from Europe. I was in Europe doing press. And the Braves were playing the Jays in the series, and I said, I got to get back for this. So I actually flew back from Europe two consecutive weekends just to catch the games in Atlanta because I wasn't going to miss that.
Gosh, that was a tough
That was a heartbreaker.
That was a tough series.
Yeah, that was the Woolers slider. That was a real heartbreaker.
What about the big win in 21 or 95 and 21? You make it to those World Series games?
You know, if they're in the series, I'm usually at a couple of them. I went to see Houston, and we lost the game in Houston, but that's all right because we won the series.
That's right. Absolutely.
Hey, man, we did want to thank you again for coming over to our live show in Athens. That was really cool to see you there at the end of the night. One thing that happened that was kind of bizarre for me was you gave Ryan Klesko and myself a ride to the 40 Watt Club after our show there at Hotel Indigo. And if you'd have told me as a 90s kid, you know, I started college at UGA in 91. If you'd have told me I'd be riding with Mike Mills and Ryan Klesko to the 40 Watt, I would never have believed you. I was thinking about it had to kind of be surreal for you, too, to give Klesko a ride to the 40 Watt, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Totally surreal. You know, I mean, I played Little League as a kid, and you know, Rico Cardi was my hero growing up. Boy, that dates me. But yeah, that kind of stuff blows my mind. I'm kind of buddies with Dale Murphy. I just spoke to him.
What?
Awesome. We hung out a little bit at a Regions senior golf tournament in Birmingham, and it still blows my mind that I get to hang out with Murph. You know, it's incredible how lucky I've been.
Yeah, it's really cool that you kind of created this baseball project with some of your friends so that you guys could kind of explore your baseball fandom, which is kind of why Tug and I do this show too, so we can relate. And we can't wait to hear this new record from the Baseball Project, Grand Salami Time. It's your fourth full-length album. Tell us about some of your favorite songs and making this new record.
Oh gosh, it's actually, I think it's our best one. I came in late to the Baseball Project. It was actually formed at my 50th birthday party when Scott McCoy and Steve Wynn were talking about how much they love baseball and how much they love rock and roll. And, you know, how come there's no, like, Baseball Project or somebody to write songs about it? So they formed the band then, and I came in a couple of albums later when Peter was unable to make a tour, and I'm a substitute, basically. I was brought up from AAA to play bass for the project, and I kind of stuck. And, you know, I guess Peter got wally-pipped a little bit, and I was in. I think this is the best one yet. Scott and Steve are amazing songwriters. We got a really cool one about the Yips. Scott wrote a great one about combining Shohei Ohtani and Sadaharu Oh, the great Japanese slugger. I got one a few years ago. We were hanging out with Lenny Gennardo, and we asked Lenny. We said, how many pitchers do you think put stuff on the ball? You know, we thought he'd say maybe 30%. Something. He goes, oh, probably 75 or 80%. We were like, what are you talking about? He says, it's not a bad thing because everybody's doing it, and the hitters would much rather you have some control over the ball, you know, than to let some 98-mile-an-hour fastball come flying at you. So I wrote a song called Stuff that's on the record that sort of addresses that issue.
That's so cool because I heard Tom Glavine say the exact same thing over on the Braves Radio Network over on 680 The Fan. He said the exact same thing.
Yeah, well, Tommy's a smart guy, and in addition to being, you know, one of the all-time greats. But yeah, if you remember the game, whatever playoff, I think it was a playoff game where Pineda had the pine tar on his neck. And, of course, I talk about that in my song. But, you know, they didn't want to call him on it. It wasn't until the announcers started talking about it that the manager had to come out and lodge a complaint, because otherwise he was going to let him keep doing it because he wanted his guys to be able to do it too.
Talking to Mike Mills of Baseball Project at REM, what was it like being reunited with Mitch Easter, who produced a bunch of REM stuff like Chronic Town and the first album Murmur, and then having Peter Buck back in the studio? It's kind of a flashback all the way around.
You know, we've never lost touch with Mitch. I've worked with him off and on at different projects over the years. I think he did a couple of REM fan club singles with me back in the day. We hang out. We see each other at all kind of different events. So it's always a thrill to go in the studio with Mitch. He's one of my favorite people in the world, in addition to being an incredible musician and producer. And then have Peter involved in this one was great. You know, the great thing is the band, we're all still buddies, and we all get to talk. And when we get to hang out, it's always super chill and really fun. So, you know, Peter, he's such an amazing guitar player. So it's always great to have his musicianship brought into these songs that we're doing.
Let's talk a little bit about the tour. You guys are going to go out and tour to support the new record. It's Grand Salami Time, August 8th at Saturn in Birmingham, which I love that club because it's right by the old Birmingham Barons minor league park, which I know you guys visited. It's one of the oldest in the country. And then you're coming over to Atlanta, playing Terminal West on August 9th. August 10th, a home game at the 40 Watt Club, Athens, Georgia, home of REM. And then you got the Music Farm in Charleston on the 11th of August, a couple shows with Jason Isbell, going up to Chapel Hill in Richmond before you go do the rest of the whole country through August 28th. Man, that's got to be great to get back on the road. I guess you're traveling in the van and just doing it like minor league style, right?
Yeah, it's really cool, although I got to tell you, whoever booked this tour apparently thinks we're 25. We got like 19 shows in 21 days.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to be interesting. You're talking about Rickwood Field in Birmingham. What a great place. When the Baseball Project played there a few years ago, a guy that runs the joint took us out there and let us hit balls and run the bases on Rickwood, which was totally cool. Yeah, it's a great old park. And that was I was totally psyched about that. And like I said, I was interested in Birmingham a couple of weeks ago. We went by Saturn. It looks like a really cool club, so I'm psyched about that.
Talk a little bit about the 40 Watt Club. Coming in there with the Baseball Project, is it always special to play there? Does it ever get old?
I'll just wander downtown, and if there's a band there, I'll go in and see them, regardless of who it is, because, number one, Valina always books great bands at the 40 Watt. And number two, it's just a great music venue and a great hang. And I always enjoy going in there. And I've never had a bad time in there, and I'm psyched to go back with the project.
Looking at the monitor in the studio, and I swear we're going to continue on because I want to know about the show that y'all played at Cooperstown, because my son and I were up there. He played at Dreams Park. I don't know if you know anything about it, but it's unbelievable. But I physically just saw a college player performs the national anthem on his guitar. He plays at Texas A&M Corpus Christi. He's got his Islanders jersey on, and he's got his one foot propped up on the amp, and the other he is rocking a guitar playing the national anthem before he plays in the baseball game, which I think is just so cool. Have you ever done that? Played the national anthem before, like a Braves game?
I've sung the national anthem a couple of times. I think they were both back at Fulton County. No, at Turner Field, excuse me. I've done it a couple of times at Turner Field. And I've done it a few other places. And the Baseball Project has done it several times. We got to sing it on the field at Fenway before a Yankees-Red Sox game. That was a
wow.
That was a pretty big trip. But that's the cool thing about the Baseball Project. We get to go into, you know, a lot of times both minor and major league teams will let us come in and sing the anthem or sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game, and we get to stay and watch the game. And that's always, you know, that's a thrill for us because we're all huge fans.
Talking to Mike Mills of Baseball Project and REM on the Braves Country Podcast here on the Braves Radio Network. Talking about Cooperstown, because Cooperstown for 12-year-olds. Do you know about Dreams Park? Have you ever heard of that?
No. The only thing that we did there, you know, in the Hall of Fame itself is a little theater. You know, when you're playing on stage, they've got it set up so it looks like you're in a park somewhere,
that's
in a baseball
cool.
park. So that's really cool. But no, I don't know about Dreams Field.
It's the coolest thing. At 12 years old, it's like everybody's goal at 12 to make the tournament at Cooperstown. And you have to get a bid to get in. And there's 106 or 12 teams every week. And they're all 12-year-olds. But the goal is, it was created by a man who was in the Marines that loved baseball. And they had all this property outside of Cooperstown. And they built probably 20 fields. And they're all 200 feet. The goal, Mike, was to make sure that every kid had an opportunity to hit a home run while being and playing at Cooperstown.
Man, that's genius. That's the kind of thing baseball needs, because when they went to things, you know, like all the it's only night games, and they did all these things that they weren't thinking about the fact that they're going to lose the kids if they don't do something about it. So that kind of idea, I think, is just really good for the game.
It's also opening other doors. One door that I think is definitely open to you is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And and you guys played a special show there as well, right?
You know, it was amazing. We were kind of the house band for All-Star Week in Cleveland. They let us play a few shows in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We got to meet a lot of – oh, man, that was so cool. We got to meet Gaylord Perry and Mike Trout.
Wow.
And Dennis Martinez and, you know, all these people who were in our songs. And then we got to hang out with some of them and chat with them. And it was a really – Tim Raines was there, got to say hi to him. So,
cool.
Yeah, it was a pretty special thing to get to play for the combination of people who were there. You know, some people were just wandering in to see the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and most of the people were there for the All-Star Game. So it was this beautiful cross-section of people that love the same things we do.
Yeah, it's kind of the reason we do this show, just love music and love baseball. One of our favorite songs by the Baseball Project is from the third record called Third, and it's to the Veterans Committee. Dale Murphy needs to be in the Hall of Fame, and I know you said you've become acquainted with Dale and friends with Dale, which is cool, but that's the thing. Dale Murphy should be in the Baseball Hall of Fame. There's no question about it. And when you write a song about it, once you put pen to paper, it becomes fact.
Well, your words to God's ear. I hope that's true. But, you know, it's just such a joke. I mean, nothing against Harold Baines, but if Harold Baines is in the freaking Hall of Fame, then why isn't Dale Murphy in there? It makes no sense at all. And it's not over yet. I think there's still a chance, and we're doing everything we can to get him in there.
Yeah, I think we're going to play to the Veterans Committee at the end of the show right after we play your new single from Grand Salami Time. It's called Journeyman, which is a great song that discusses, like, the journeyman player who kind of just keeps his bag packed, and that's kind of how we do in the music touring world as well. We're going to play them back-to-back at the end of the show, just like Murphy won back-to-back MVP awards, hint, hint. And
love it.
And hey, I wanted to ask you real quick, what's your take? Is there any of these new rules that you like or don't like in baseball? Do you want to tell us anything about that?
Oh, my boy, do I have opinions about that.
Here we go.
All right, here's what I like. I like the bigger bases. I think that's cool. I think you got to bring steals and running back into the game. I like getting rid of the shift because it was turning into softball. You know, you had basically a short fielder playing, you know, short right field. It was becoming softball. Bad enough you got the DH, which is, you know, or was guys who couldn't play the field but could only hit. So I like the getting rid of the shift, and I like the bigger bases. I really hate the runner at second base.
Me too.
It's because that fundamentally alters the game. It's not like a tweak. It's a complete fundamental change in the game. I love what we call free baseball. I love extra innings games.
Me too.
Then how else would you have Rick Camp hitting a home run in the 20th inning or whatever it was of a game? You know, if you end the game after an extra inning or two, then you never get this really cool stuff that happens later. I don't like getting rid of bases on balls. Because you never know what could happen. The pitcher could throw a wild pitch. I've seen batters reach over and get hits what's supposed to be an intentional pass.
Right. Yeah.
So those kind of rules, I really dislike. The pitch clock, I'm not a fan of it because I didn't mind a long game, but I get it. I mean, it makes a kind of sense, but I still don't like it. The weird rule I can't decide about is the three-batter minimum. Part of me thinks that's a good idea, and part of me thinks that you should let managers manage. So I'm kind of on the fence about that one.
Okay, I'm going to go with a new campaign. Mike Mills for baseball commissioner.
Hear, hear.
Well, you know, that's a thankless job. I mean, he basically, he works for the owners, but he's supposed to be there for the fans. So it's really, you know, it's like a lot of politics. They think they're working for the people, but they're really working for the man. So it's a tough place to be.
What are some of the other folks in the baseball project? Who are they fans of? Obviously, you're a Braves fan, but not everybody in the band's a Braves fan.
No, I'm the only one, except for kind of Peter a little bit. We have a song about that on one of the records where we all sing a verse about what we're fans of. Steve Wynn, who is just awesome, awesome musician, songwriter, his main band is the Dream Syndicate. He grew up in L.A. as a Dodgers fan, and then when he moved to New York, where he's lived for many years, he had to sort of pick a new home team, so he took the Yankees, for which I'll never forgive him. And Linda grew up in Minnesota, so she's a Twins fan.
Okay. But that's
when
also
she
tough.
Moved to New York with Steve, she also took the Yankees on as her team, for which I will forgive her.
Okay.
Scott McCoy grew up in the Bay Area, so he's mostly a Oakland Athletics fan, so he's a little bummed that they're going to be leaving for Las Vegas. Yeah. He's also a Giants fan because he's a Bay Area guy. And then he lived in Seattle for many, many years, so he was a Mariners fan.
Mm-hmm.
So between us, you know, we got Mariners, A's, Giants, Braves, Dodgers, Twins, and Yankees between the four of us.
Wow.
So that's a pretty good spread.
That's an amazing. I don't see how y'all get along because there's got to be fights. I mean, y'all got to, at somehow, when somebody wins and somebody loses, you know, we got a Braves-Dodgers series or something, and the Braves pull it off. You rub it in a little bit. If the Dodgers win, they rub it in a little bit. Do y'all ever have those moments?
Well, we're really good friends, so that we, you know, nothing supersedes the friendship, but we do like to give each other a little grief now and again, for sure. And I always give Steve a hard time for being a front runner for being a Yankees fan. But we have a song called Fairweather Fans where we all talk about who we like. But my only real beef, and we got into this with Craig Finn from the Hold Steady, when they wrote a song. Well, before I was in the band, they wrote a song called Please Don't Call Them Twinkies about the Twins. But in that, Craig Finn says Ron Gant was clearly out.
Ooh.
And when we do Fairweather, Fairweather fans, I always say that was the most bogus call in the history of the World Series.
Totally.
Because obviously Herbeck picked him up off the bag, and it was just a terrible, terrible call. So we do get into it about that a little bit, but otherwise we remain calm.
Yeah, I feel like the Twins cheated a little bit in 91. I just want to go on record right now. Not only did Herbeck manhandle Gant, but they also, I don't know if you ever heard about this, but they turned on the air conditioner blowing out when the Twins were batting. They turned it on blowing in when the Braves were batting.
I never heard if that was confirmed or not, but it wouldn't surprise me. You know, I don't have any hard evidence that they manipulated the air conditioning, but I've heard that before. And, you know, I wouldn't put it past anybody to do that. I've been in that park, and it's ridiculous. When you try to go out the door when that thing is on, it's like walking through a tornado. So It's entirely possible.
Yeah, it is. I think they did. The Minnesota Cheaters, ladies and gentlemen. I'm glad she did change to the. I'm glad she did change to the Yankees. That's much better than the Twins.
Right.
Mike Mills, thank you so much for being here. And on this show, we like to talk about Southern food after we talk about all the music and baseball. Yeah. So we love Southern food. We love mom and pop's shops. Barbecue shacks, meat and threes, soul food places, and I know REM celebrated local Southern restaurants in the music a lot. I wondered if you would give us maybe like your top two or three places around the South where you just have to stop the van and show the people from around the country this is real Southern food.
Okay, let's see. The Busy Bee in Atlanta is awesome.
Okay.
Shoot, what else is good? Sprayberry's Barbecue is pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
And they're Noonan. Dexter's place here, Automatic for the People, Weaver D's is still really, if you want a fried pork chop, that's a place to go for that. Any place I can find that's, you know, unique and traditionally Southern, I'm in.
No
yeah,
doubt.
What's the Busy Bees? I hadn't really heard of that one.
Busy Bees over there by Morehouse, the HBCU complex in west side of Atlanta. It's really great. Just remarkable fried chicken and really good soul food.
Awesome. Mike Mills joining us here on the Braves Country Podcast on the Atlanta Braves Radio Network. And Scott, please forgive me. My wife's from upstate New York. I'm from Dalton, Georgia. And we bonded over music. That was part of our relationship early on. I was an REM fan. She was an REM fan. So we had a connection, right? Immediately. And yep. So do you ever miss recording and touring with REM? And do you think we'll ever get a chance to see him play live again? And I ask that selfishly because I would love to take my wife to see y'all play because y'all had already, you know, kind of stopped playing when we were married and the band means so much to us.
Well, thank you, Tug. I don't see us ever reforming, no. You know, it's funny. A lot of us end up playing together. Peter and I we played at the Fox not too long ago with Bill. The three of us actually played and backed up Tom Gray from the Brains and Vanessa from Pylon and Rick Richards from the Satellites. But as far as the four of us getting together, I don't see that happening again. I don't really miss it. You know, it was the kind of thing that it was great. And when we broke up, it was time to break up and go on and do other things. And we're still friends. I still get to hang out with the guys, so that's all cool. But, you know, as far as doing it again, I don't know. I kind of like leaving the legacy where it is and keeping it safe.
Understood, man. We will still be listening to REM music on date night. We always do. And no kidding, man. At our house, it's like, hey, play REM radio. And, you know, that stuff
great.
Comes on. And it's just what we bonded over. It was one of the first things that we connected on was music. And then shortly after that, baseball, because I'm a Braves fan and she's a Yankees fan, being from upstate New York. So we have had one good connection because, like you and the rest of the band, we arguing over the baseball.
I love it, Chuck. That's really great to hear, man. Thank you.
Yes, sir. But we want to let you know how much we love that you and Peter Buck are in this great band that focuses on baseball, and love that you're sticking up for Dale Murphy in the Veterans Committee song, and hope that you keep making great music, and whenever you're at the ballpark, please come by the Braves Radio Network studios and see us when you're in town on the 9th and the 10th. We'd love to have you all come by the studios and play some songs, and the studios look right down at the right field gate here at Truist Park. Man, know that the door is always open and you're always welcome.
We would love to do that with you, and I look forward to seeing you guys in August.
There you go. Yes, sir. We're going to play the Veterans Committee and Journeyman from the new record Grand Salami back-to-back. And make sure you go out to Terminal West in Atlanta on the 9th and the 40 Watt in Athens on the 10th and see Baseball Project play. Mike Mills, thank you so much for being on the show, and go Braves.
Thanks, guys. I enjoyed it. Go Braves.
I'm a lonely drifter. I go from town to town. I do one thing well. That's why I stick around. You can call me Lefty. It's my stock in trade. I'm a specialist. It's how I get paid. Always keep my bags packed. Never get too close to anyone. Long as there's someone who needs me, down the road I'll go. There was that one October. Baltimore.
By the time spring came around, they sent me down the line. I still wear the ring to remind me of better times. Always keep my bags packed. Never get too close to anyone. Long as there's someone. Town to town, I do one thing well, I won't let you down. After all these years, how do I find the drive? Well, I like it, I'm good at it.
This episode of Braves Country is sponsored by our Braves fan friends down at Century 21, Solomon Properties in Savannah, Georgia, servicing the historic downtown Savannah area, the island area, and Atlanta's beach, beautiful Tybee Island, Georgia. Call Joel Solomon today, 912-604-0896. That's 912-604-0896 for all your real estate needs on the Georgia coast.
Braves Country supports the Warrior Alliance and the Shepherd's Men, two phenomenal veteran organizations based in the South. Check out thewarrioralliance.org and shepherdsmen.com for more info and resources. That's thewarrioralliance.org and shepherdsmen.com. Braves Country would like to thank all of our nation's great veterans.
A lifetime of hard work, children laughing in the kitchen, family photos on a restaurant wall, a legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation, like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Is there chaos in your closet? Look, Blouse, you've got some nerve hanging there like that.
I can't help it. I'm jammed in here next to this suit.
Hey, I'm a three-piece, all right, which means I need a little more room.
You've got a lot of attitude for a linen suit.
I'm a polyester blend, sweetheart, and there needs to be room for men's clothes, too.
Hi, I'm Christina, and at Artisan Custom Closets, we help families organize and simplify their closets with customized storage solutions. See what's possible for your home at artisancustomclosets.com, and then call us for a free in-home consultation.